we return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. So it is a National Lottery Day today, and we celebrate on a Bad Choice Friday with Kenny Rogers.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money.
And I might go home and put a little Kenny on tonight.
I'm going to go home and not.
Kenny Rogers' greatest hits, man. It's bangers.
I'm sure. I mean, look, dude.
Lady.
I was driving Coach Wooten's car once from where we had camp back to D.C., and he just had one CD, and this song was on it. It's the only reason I'm pretty sure I know every lyric.
Islands in the Stream.
Yeah. That's a terrible song.
It's a Bee Gees song.
I know. It's still a terrible song.
Kenny Rogers and the Gambler taking on Lady Gaga.
Which Kenny Rogers has now.
Yes, he does.
He just smiles all the time.
I can't tell what he's doing.
Not at all.
He looks better dead. He looks the same. You know, if you open that casket up, Kenny Rogers are going to look the same.
I guarantee.
His face is just completely manufactured before he even died.
He looked like a wax figure, man.
He did.
I'm saying
he had some work done.
He had a lot of work.
Some.
You kidding me?
I-5 has had less work than his face had, man.
Kenny Rogers.
Jeez, man.
Vote now if you follow us on Exit to Men's Room Live or you're watching us there on YouTube at KISW Rock. You can vote there.
Not much of a gamble.
As well. Okay.
I'm guessing Lady Gaga's killing her right now.
No.
Really?
On YouTube?
Really?
Where are Kenny. Where are we on YouTube on that?
That's on YouTube, it's pretty one-sided.
Yeah, Gaga's killing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it flip-flop?
I guess. Well, we gotta tie them both together and figure out which one's the winner coming up.
All
right. One of those two tunes coming up right after with a shot of the day. Yes, exactly. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
A couple from our question. What did you see that you don't see every day? Inspired by Jimothy.
Yes.
The mutant raccoon there in Ballard.
Jimothy.
Someone says Jimothy looks like Danny DeVito.
My back's weird.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
Guy saw an albino deer on a wildlife refuge in Nevada. Pretty weird. I've seen an albino deer, but it was in captivity. What else? But Joel is my husband.
That doesn't sound better. Captured this albino deer. Look at this freak.
Well, you know.
You're right.
It's not fair.
It's a weirdo.
No, it's not fair.
Put him in a cage.
You're gonna get killed immediately.
Who, the albino deer?
Yes. It's West Virginia.
When it's snowing?
Okay, yeah. He does better in the snow.
Right. Okay, that's typically not hunting season, but yeah.
There's 2 months a year. That guy's good.
So, Bajola's my husband, is a professional MMA fighter. During one of his amateur fights back in the day, it was a woman's matchup. One of the women in that fight had forgotten to put her pads on, so we had to wait for a little while to get those on. They come out and start fighting, and one of them fell and kept her arm straight. Well, if you've ever fallen, you know you're not supposed to do that. And you just see her forearm snap, and it was blood-curdling. The scream throughout the ballroom that we were in. I'll never forget that. Sing your arm hang in there. And that was gross. That was from Nicole.
I've seen some good ones. I saw a guy's tooth get knocked out once, and it landed outside the cage next to me.
What do you do?
Did you just look at it?
Pick it up and hand it to him?
Yeah, my buddy Ernie was doing photos, so I got photos, like, posing with it. And then the other one that was kind of...
this guy's tooth.
Got my tooth knocked out, and this dude's over here taking pictures with it.
Yeah. It's kind of gangster. And then one time, there was a guy on his back. The other guy was in, like, side control, right? Like, and he hit him with a hammer fist, and I don't know where he hit him on his eye socket, but the guy on the ground just let out a screech I've never heard another grown man make.
Yeah.
And the ref just stopped the fight. Like, the whole place went silent, and it was just like,
Scream says it all, man.
But yeah, was he messed up? Could you visibly see anything?
I don't remember, because it just happened. So, but just that sound alone, like you're saying, like, I've heard people scream in pain. I've heard people scream in fear. That sound was like, he just let it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was awful.
Okay. Guys, I caught Jimothy or a different one with that same spinal issue about 3-4 years ago. I've seen a lot of strange things on animals over the years. That from Coon Trapper.
Well, yeah.
If anybody knows.
Right. Oh, all right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Would you feel bad if you trapped that? Like, you open the trap and it's Jimothy. It's like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, hey, Coon, go get that thing, man, and bring it to us, the studio.
It'll be our mascot.
Exactly, man. We'll feed it, take care of it, give it some water.
That'd be kind of badass. Like, hey, man, Jimothy.
He can do it.
Now represents The Rock, dude.
Yeah.
I think you wait till he passes and you get him stuffed.
No, you want him now.
Do it with a live raccoon in the studio.
Sure.
I don't know.
We'll get the baby one. We'll raise it. Try to figure out what's going on.
A lot of we talk.
Well, I'm saying we could sell tickets.
We, Ted. Yeah. All of us together.
Right. Raise him.
Yeah. Collectively.
Where do you say we talk before we get another
It's your day to feed him. About a month ago, I'm driving southbound 405 out of Bellevue, sitting in traffic. I'm looking around as one does, look to my left, and I SU not. There is a kangaroo in the car passing me in the carpool lane, sitting in the passenger's lap.
So can it be in the carpool lane if your other passenger is a kangaroo?
Could you have a kangaroo in, I guess you can have a kangaroo in Washington.
I don't
or
know.
Or Joey or whatever. Bacholas, things rarely seen. Years ago on 7707, which happens to be the day you got married.
That's correct.
While working as a wildlife firefighter, I was with the department on initial attack for a new fire start. As the weather changed and got severe that evening, we were positioned in a grass field about 10 acres in size, with the grass being about 3 feet tall on average. We were away from the tree stands and saw around us blue streaks and flashes. They looked like bouncing balls. Later we found out it was ground static lightning that started the tall grass around us on fire like crazy.
Damn.
Glad we made it out safely and the weather subsided. But a crazy long night. That from South Dakota, Matt. Have you ever seen that?
Ball lightning? No. I've seen it on video.
Yeah, on video. Yes, I mean,
yes.
That is crazy stuff.
It really is.
It doesn't look... That's why
people think it's a ghost. You think it's a UFO.
I would think it's all those things.
Yeah. But everything except what it is.
Anything but being human. Okay, let's see here. Time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Available at Market Time in Fremont. I guarantee you that. And Thriftway in West Seattle.
Thriftway's been very kind to us.
For your
man.
Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. I guess they've been nicer to you than me. I mean,
yeah,
damn.
I'm just sorry, Thriftway.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said
Thriftway,
it like that.
You know how to make me happy.
Yeah. I like to thrift your way.
Yeah, get into that West Side thrift, baby. Mm.
I did date a girl that lived right by there. I used to go to that store all the time.
Thriftway?
Yeah.
All right.
I told you. And then once at a function, I met a woman who goes to the store who loves the sausage, and she had no idea we were a radio show.
She bought a sausage called Men's Room Sausage.
Yeah.
Look, it's a very good sausage, but if I didn't know the show and I'm like, Men's Room Sausage, I'll pass.
Yeah, it was like a group of people, and I introduced myself, and watching it go through her mind, like, that's why it's called that?
What did you think?
That's the best reason it is called that.
Yeah.
Only Guys Liquor and Whores, shout out to my daughter Madeline on her 12th birthday. Can she get an original fish sandwich? Coach Ted hyping her up on her upcoming soccer season with NSC Elite. Lots of goals and maybe a few dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking. All the best. That from Seth.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
All right, I'm assuming from what your dad says here that you're scoring goals, which I like to hear. So if you're up front, playing up front, obviously you score goals at will, but don't forget chase, man. You got to chase that ball. That keeper's got it. Pressure him. You know what I'm saying? Make him feel a little nervous. All the good strikers of the world, you always got to chase.
12-year-old, I don't plan on this out very well. As far as the jokes, I think these will work.
Oh.
Well, just age appropriate, you know.
Okay.
Careful.
Dad Joke Friday. Sailors are expected to properly cover their belly buttons at all times. Did you guys know that?
No.
It's part of their naval training.
All right.
Where's the worst place to hide in a hospital? The worst place to hide in a hospital?
I don't know.
The ICU. You like them?
The inflection in your voice.
You like that? And I'll do this when you're away, Ted. How do you get a pig to the vet?
How?
In a hambalance. Put the Maryland spin on it.
Hambalance.
Oh, so please give a happy birthday and a fish sandwich to Rob, a longtime listener, fan of the Men's Room. Love, Julie and Taylor.
What do we need?
Fish sandwich.
Sorry.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
What else we got? Positive Friday, bitches. Want to give a birthday shout out to our longtime friend, Julie, a.k.a. J-Mac. She's brought smiles to everyone she comes across. with and is someone we're proud to call our best friend. Have a...
Damn it, Miles!
Have a great birthday. And make your day yours. Lots of love then from Shane and Casey.
Everybody's smiling.
So can I get it? You like that?
Send a smile.
Your penis is too small. Andro penis. And the Germans talking about being a pipe layer. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. You know, you like that?
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, it sounds like you don't need our advice for laying pipe. Apparently, you bring your smiles out just by doing what you do.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I smile when I just put a pipe across the lips.
Yeah, she brings smiles.
Mm-hmm. It always fits.
When the job is complete, yes.
There we go. Sending a special birthday shout out to my special needs husband, Blake, on his 32nd trip around the sun. You truly surprise me every day, which is very hard to do in all seriousness. My life would not have meaning without you in it. And I love you, mi amore. Hoping we can get an OG fish sandwich. Your penis is too small. Coach Ted with a pep talk on the struggles and rewards of being a new homeowner. Dirty Germans explain why hand sanitizer should not be used as a personal lubricant. And a couple of dad jokes from Miles. Thank you, fellas. From your very patient wife, Nikki.
Two Oregon fish sandwich. Your penis is too small.
I mean, pretty simple. First of all, congratulations. As Miles said, for years, you own a home, so you're kind of paying yourself back over time. Now, the downside is that you got to fix everything. Though you can't just call the super. It's probably going to cost a little more, but I think the good far outweighs the bad.
Yeah, when it comes to hand sanitizer, obviously you do not use it as a lubricant, but what I have found is that I don't call it hand sanitizer. I call it index finger moisturizer after the fact.
Yeah, hand sanitizer is like other things. So if it gets in your mouth, spit it out.
Yeah.
Dad joke Friday.
You ever use that hand sanitizer and touch your lip?
No.
Oh, God, it's awful.
So they don't want you to drink it. Damn it.
No.
Guys, my wife actually never told you this. She divorced me for medical reasons.
Oh, yeah?
She's sick of me. Nice. Old MacDonald had a data farm. A-I-A-I-O. And what do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why? Do you know the answer?
Yes.
Well, turn the mic off.
No.
It's pretty good, though.
I know.
I would have used that.
I would have, too. I thought it was pretty good. I thought it got clearance.
I was trying to think if he had a product with crack.
That was my first thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somehow I was stuck on crescent rolls. I don't know why.
And I trust him.
You don't trust the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, like if I buy crescent rolls, I always buy a Pillsbury.
I trust that little fella.
Guys, please put in a birthday shout out to our son, Brendan. His birthday is today. He's 35 years old. How about green beans? Some dad jokes from Miles. The dirty German's telling him what his evening will be like after fireworks show at the Mariners game. I love you that from dad and mom, a.k.a. Charlie and Shelly.
How old is he?
He is 35. Green beans.
Green beans.
Green beans.
What?
Green beans.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah.
All right. Brendan, I'm going to give you the rest of my dad jokes for the day. Here we go. It's Dad Joke Friday. What's the difference between my ex and a walrus? What is the difference between my ex and a walrus?
What?
One smells and has a mustache. The other is a walrus.
Oh!
A dung beetle walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "Excuse me, is this stool taken?" A guy walks into a bar with a crocodile. He asks the bartender, "Do you serve attorneys?" "Sure we do." He said, "Good. Whiskey for me and an attorney for the crocodile." COVID, AIDS, and the flu walk into the bar. The bartender says, "What is this, a sick joke?" And finally, a dad walks into a bar and stays there my entire childhood.
No. Wow. Look at that dark.
All right, guys. Here you go. Oh, wait. There's one more. Don't forget that.
Sweet.
I forgot. Those are on text. Oliver Scholes, it's my 68th trip around the sun. So could I get green beans, a fish sandwich medley, Leroy Jenkins, and the captain agreeing with me that 68 is great. You guys are the best at from Maine.
Green beans.
What?
Green beans.
Okay.
green bean.
Yeah.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe it's just a relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy 68th birthday. Well, I do agree, like they say, 68 is great. 67 is absolute heaven. 66 gets butts that are thick. 65 makes you come alive. 64 gets you the back door. That was my favorite year. 63, you get your drugs for free. 62, that's when you get to shoot the goo, Ted.
Oh.
61 will get you some, but we all know 69, get in line. Crunch berries.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time. The last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Three times fast.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
One.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck.
Oh! Okay, let's try it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, there we go. On Ted versus the FCC round two. Again, this is from Virginia James.
Virginia?
He's from Virginia.
Oh.
He's from Virginia James.
Oh,
probably from Charlottesville. He lives there with a foghorn leggo.
In Rhode Island, Virginia.
In Rhode Island Red. And they ain't racist to nothing.
Die laughing if it's a brother from Camden Road.
Hey, listen, homie.
Yeah, exactly.
From Norfolk.
Okay, round two of Ted versus the FCC. Goes a little something like this. Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, one time through, three times fast.
Contrary to what was reported.
His duck sicked by a dog.
Ugh, this is a crazy duck. All right.
Wow.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Three times fast.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
One.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sicker, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Two.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Look out. Yeah. There you go. Another win. It's Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room. All right, coming up until 5:08, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The luxury grocery store Erewhon has outdone themselves again with a $12 cup of quote-unquote sacred water.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
What makes it sacred?
Nothing. That's what they're calling it.
Right.
But they say
they like, put sacred on the label.
Extra minerals and all this other crap. So they're not claiming it to be quote unquote sacred like holy water. That's just the name they gave it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's been enriched with you fill in the BS blank. That's all. $12.
Yeah.
And look, I don't care that they sell it. Question the people that buy it.
What is the name of that grocery store again?
Erewhon. E-R-E-W-H-O-N.
I thought I knew my grocery stores. I've never even heard of that.
They're kind of known for being ridiculously overpriced.
I thought it was only like in L.A. I didn't know there was multiple.
E-R what?
E-R-E-W-H-O-N.
And they're famous for some like $30 smoothie.
Yeah.
And some specifics. I feel like this, maybe the Kardashians got us on, got this here.
That's
Wouldn't be shocked.
If you're dumb enough to buy it, power to you, man.
Honestly, there was a while there where somebody kind of played a little trivia game where it's like, you know, guess how much it is. And they were at Erewhon and then they grabbed like a, you know, a little Cobb salad thing, whatever it was. And, you know, you make your guesses before they flip it over and show you the price tag. And it's like $28 for the standard little guy. It's like, what in the hell? Here's an orange for $17.99.
Now, this orange came from Florida, like every other orange in every other grocery store.
Right. Like, you go to grocery stores, and, you know, some of them are the more upscale grocery stores. It's like, okay, I'm paying more because, you know, these are fresh. They taste better. They had pesticide, whatever it is. All right, fine. But those, you flipped over. It's like, I don't know anybody who could justify that for that.
No. Well, you know, you're rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You're not going.
Well, the food looks good.
That's the only thing I will say in their defense. I have seen multiple like Instagram food people, and they've gone there and been like, it's ridiculously expensive, but like, it is good.
Okay.
Right. I'm with you.
My God, a package of freaking strawberries is $25.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it's your standard package. It's your regular friggin' package of strawberries.
Wow. Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at those things, Miles. Look at those prices. There's a full article in the Associated Press that gives people tips on how to reduce thumb pain when texting and scrolling.
Jesus Christ. I have thumb pain. Get a life from, I don't know, something else. I was struggling. I don't know what I did to my thumb, man. It's been jacked all
people
week.
People are scrolling that much?
I guess.
Put your phone down if you're at that point.
What in the hell?
For real. I don't get it.
I mean, just what the hell?
It's kind of, you know, it's to me, it's the, you know, doctor, it hurts when I do this complaint.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It hurts when you pee.
I don't know if audio people can hear him farting.
Yeah,
that one sounded wet.
It wasn't, but we're getting close, man. We're getting close.
And all you had was a PB&J.
Two of them, yeah. I don't know what this is. This is not from that.
Damn, man.
Like in the last hour, I'm like, I'm sorry, gut, what's going on? Why do you need my attention? What have we consumed that we're at this point?
Oh, man.
I wonder if Pinky's Plumbing does humans.
Right, just clean them out. Hey, Derek.
Yeah. Right, something stuck in him.
You wrote a root of a backside, brother. Thank you.
Riot Fest in Chicago recently announced a surprise guest.
Oh, it's my shot of the day.
Is it really?
It is.
You will hear it at 5:08.
Hmm.
The special guest of Riot Fest in Chicago.
That's exactly who you think.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I read some of his rider. That's what we're sharing today.
Okay.
I just like the name of his band.
That, I don't. You have to write that part down. No, I did not.
You didn't see the name of his band?
I will Google it.
Okay.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Pretty good.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is an adjective brought to you by the letter O. The standing is currently open, and I give you guys a 10% chance of success on this one, okay? Now, this is a formal word that means resistant to persuasion. It is usually used to describe someone who is not willing to change their methods or opinions. No, sir. Or something that is not easily altered.
Starts with an O.
An O word. Three syllables. Formal word that means resistant to persuasion. Usually used to describe somebody who's not willing to change their methods or opinions. Or something that is not easily altered.
Orwellian.
No, sir.
Omnivoot. I don't know.
The word is obdurate.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Nope. Obdurate.
Huh.
Well, now you have.
Now I have.
You're so obdurate.
You were the closest, Ted. You had the smartest sounding word.
Thanks, dude.
You just said it with confidence. It was still wrong.
I felt pretty confident.
You clearly did.
I didn't even let him finish. I was like, I'm going to throw him. Get this out.
Thrill him.
Get it out before Miles has a chance to answer, and I was wrong.
But it sounded good, man. It really did.
You'd have dunked if you nailed it, though, man. We just seen Ted do a backflip in here. According to health officials, drug-resistant gonorrhea is spreading inside of Europe.
Awesome.
As long as it's not here.
That's right.
No, they mean the band.
Has it made it to Ireland yet?
You'll find out for us.
Just says Europe, Ted. I don't know. Right. It's in Ireland.
Everything he said about that place, man, I don't think you want to.
What, Ireland?
Yeah.
What?
We were just at the airport, and me and my buddy, we just noticed that in Ireland, and look, this was just a small snapshot of the people, but,
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
There was one.
There were no I'm trying to think Irish of a nice way to put there?
That. I'm sure there were. We just didn't see them. And
they weren't out that
they
day.
Weren't here.
Yeah. One of them, they were at the airport working, and we're in a long line. My buddy kind of nudged me, just nodded toward her, and we immediately began chuckling. I cannot explain her appearance. It would sound both offensive in spite of how accurate it would be. Anyway, so we chuckle about it, whatever. Time goes on. We board the flight, turn to one of our flight attendants. And it was because every time she came up with the drink cart, we could not stop laughing.
You got to leave the airport, though, to get you a Galway girl.
I guess, man. What we saw, I was like, this is...
I've been listening to Irish pub music to pump myself up.
It's kind of like, I don't know, if they found out there was like a chemical leak in the water supply for Middle Earth. That's kind of the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm being nice. Dude, seriously, it was...
This is going to be the trip that Ted comes home married.
I'm worried about getting radicalized.
Okay.
More than getting drug-resistant gonorrhea?
Yeah. Well, I've been, like I said, I've been listening to pub music. I'm going to Ireland for 2 weeks trying to pump myself up. And somehow my algorithm got me into IRA songs.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't even realize I was listening to. I was just, I don't know.
So you're jumping around singing. And then...
Yeah, getting really pissed off.
We're going to get a phone call from Ted. He's not coming back.
Staying out here. Right. The crack over here, man.
Been there for 2 days, Ted. What's with the ice?
Come on, man. What are you doing? Oh, you're faking that.
Come back as jaded.
Don't know what you're saying, boyo. Not coming back. Staying out here. Apparently, your brain actually tracks two... your brain actually tracks two conversations for a brief moment while you're switching attention.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, two people are talking to you, and eventually you switch, and then you actually can you can hold on to two conversations and keep up with
your brain tells you, this one is boring. Look at the other person.
Pretty much. You ever have that thing where two people are, like, talking to you at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
And you gotta go, hey, hang on, guys.
No.
One at a time.
And they don't see each other.
Right?
They're right there next to each other. They're both talking at you.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? You pay attention to the television and talk to the person you're with.
I know.
That's a good point.
You know, are you listening to this radio show? You know, we just end up talking over each other all the doggone time.
Yeah, because we have no respect.
Can't get a word in edgewise out here. California.
So about Jimothy.
California is bracing for their, quote, sharkiest summer in a decade.
Is that a brag?
No, they're bracing for it.
That's a good point.
Oh, crap, guys. Look out. There's sharks out there.
Our sharkiest summer. Why do they predict that? What?
Warmer water?
I'm about to say, it's got to be just warmer
Super
water.
Super El Nino?
Tends to be the usual excuse.
Bloodier people?
Yeah. Ted going to Ireland?
Ted goes to Ireland, people die in California. It's just one of those things. Butterfly effect.
Right. We heard your savior was in Ireland. We're here to take your children. That's what sharks sound like.
That's exactly what
it's like. Like a mix of Canadian and Irish.
Yeah.
We're going to kill them all. Eh? Jaws had nothing on me. Ted, what day is it, buddy? National Gambling Day or something.
No, lottery day.
Yeah, lottery day. It's also National Tattoo Day.
The men's from top 10. The men's from top 10.
So in honor of National Tattoo Day, I went to Ola.com and found the most popular tattoos in the United States. Give it a quick thought. What do you guys think? Place your bet. What is the most popular tattoo? Just general design kind of a thing.
A rose.
A rose. Very good. A very good guess there. Miles.
I mean, I'll go butterfly.
The butterfly. Okay. Ted.
If he's taking butterfly, then I'll take the swallows.
Those swallows.
Little birds.
Okay, yeah. Little birds. Here we go. So according to Ola.com, and they actually do have numbers, these are average number of monthly Google searches for these particular tattoos. Okay.
All right.
So number 12 on the list for an honorable mention, a moon tattoo. You guys ever known somebody with a moon tattoo?
Moon?
Yeah, I got
moon.
A crescent moon on my back.
You do have a
crescent moon. Part of a bigger piece.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I knew
somebody. Let's see how many of these Thrill has.
Yeah.
Miles and I know a guy.
Yeah, we do.
the minimalist tattoo.
What is that?
I don't know what counts as a minimalist tattoo.
I think a lot of it, people, sometimes it'll be like code or something to let you know they work in IT or something like that.
Yeah.
Something just very clean. They're kind of cool.
Very small things. Yeah. That's how it works. But both of those had 60,500 hits on Google as far as the popular tattoos. Number 10. See this quite a bit. Tribal tattoos.
Yeah.
A little older, not so popular now, but yeah, that was... When tattoos really blew up in the U.S., tribal was kind of the first thing.
It's really cool looking. But the problem is that, honestly, only islanders can pull it off.
Well, they have different. Their tribal tattoo, like, that is their family history.
Right.
If you know what you're looking at, that informs you of their lineage, right?
Right.
Here in the States, it just looks cool.
There's
it's
actually,
strictly to
I'm
look
116th
cool.
Cherokee.
As we all are.
There's actually a wrestler who's very white, to put it lightly, but he got in really good with the Samoan wrestlers that are over there, and he got really buddy buddy with them, and he said on a podcast that he got really drunk one time and actually texted him like, "Can a white guy get tribal tattoos?" Their answer was, "No."
Yeah, I was gonna say, I guarantee you, they're like, "No,
no, don't do it. It's a bad idea."
Yeah,
just don't. You could, don't do it.
I mean, you can.
You
sure.
can do anything in the world.
That's right.
Some things are a bad idea.
Yeah. He was walking a line. Number 9, 74,000 hits for the skull tattoo. Do you have skull, Steve?
Of course.
Where you know someone with a skull tattoo.
Yeah. I know it's on your hand. You got a turtle with a skull.
Yeah, I got the skull and turtle. I got a full skeleton over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good, good.
Does that count like the dancing skeleton from Dead Company? Sure. I'd imagine a lot
that's,
of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, man.
Yeah, it's a skeleton. And skeletons on the list. So, yeah, I think that plays.
All right.
I think that works. Anybody gotten a matching tattoo? 74,000 hits.
Got what?
Matching tattoos.
Sort of. The one on my neck, it was a friendship tattoo with Joey.
Okay.
Because every time either one of us gets a new tattoo, they're roughly the same, right? So she's like, dude, I got a new piece. I'm like, I got a new piece. And we're like, we basically got the same thing. So this time we said, F it. Let's design one. Where we very specifically just do the same thing.
I dig it. I believe I've got family that got matching tattoos.
Of?
My mother-in-law and my wife, they both got tattoos at the same time that kind of have the same...
Mike's a D.
Yeah, pretty much. No, they're both Pearl Jam related. Okay. And then I believe my mother-in-law and her sister both got tattoos as well.
Your wife should have got Don't Call Me Daughter.
Given to Fly, actually, is the one she's got.
Miles, call me we should get matching tattoos and say, make me fries.
Exactly. Make me fries.
Pearl Jam and Smile.
Pearl Jam thing, dude.
That's right. Make me fries.
It's just McDonald's. It's a French fries.
Put the McDonald's arch for the M.
Make me fries.
Yeah. Jumping on that. Just a potato waving.
That's right. Potato waving.
The most popular tattoos in the U.S. according to Ola.com. Let's see here. Number 7 at 74,000. You'll get this a lot with some bro dudes. The lion tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of brothers and a lot of bros, for sure.
Yeah. Got that. It's usually like a lion with a crown on it or something like that.
No, they want to let you know. I'm the king, bitch.
Correct. I wanted to get the Scottish lion at one point.
Scottish.
Yeah, the lion's rampant is what I believe they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then you'd figure English fans have three lions tattooed on them.
Mm-hmm. Is that the profile lion?
Yeah,
sort of. Kind of like highlight. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's definitely a drawing.
The lowenbrow.
Right.
The lowenbrow. That's how I picture it in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cowardly lion.
Yeah.
You're a badass, aren't you? You know, like, see, that guy's a black belt.
Yeah, so don't mess with
him. The cowardly lion.
It's a setup. That is a setup.
You know what he said before I got the tattoo?
Yeah. Talk me out.
It's like
of
a dude who's got a tattoo. Tattoo of a beanie baby. Don't mess with him.
Yeah.
It's a setup.
He just got a little beanie baby.
Exactly.
Don't mess with him.
Look out for him, man. He's a bad dude. They just go with the standard traditional tattoo, 90,500 hits.
what is that?
I know, that's kind of my
because everything you named, but most Did people that have example? Tattoos have some traditional tattoos, because most people that have tattoos kind of share a very similar interest, and that's right. kind of why
to you me that's, these To me, that's like Sailor Jerry stuff.
Right, but you that's know, called, or, that's very specific to the U.S., and those are basically,
like a,
they
like
call
a,
the Sailor
like
Jerry.
Like a mom heart or something like that.
Do you these get mean? More specific for Americans?
Not necessarily.
All right. Well, you know the list is American. I was going to guess, like, don't tread on me or...
Just snake tattoo at number 5.
Oh, right, there you go.
90,500. Snake tattoo.
Snake.
I don't think it's necessarily don't tread on me, but it's a snake tattoo.
Same general message.
Between Metallica fans and people that like that same, like, yeah. Oh, seems like a lot.
I believe I know somebody with a snake tattoo.
I know a couple people.
I thought about getting one once.
Yeah?
Just because I hate snakes.
Yeah, I was going to say why.
Put your fears on you.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, yeah, everybody can call me Snake. My buddy's like, Dad, put down that whiskey.
Stupid. Nobody's going to call you Snake.
Like, no, man.
It's really good
people
whiskey.
People start calling me Snake.
Oh, man, it'll coil around my arm, and then his head will be right there on my hand. And I'll wake up and scare myself every morning.
Daryl's right there. I just been in the bar like,
no, people call me Snake. Nobody calls you Snake.
Hey, Ted, need another whiskey? They call me Snake. Flower tattoos at number 4, 110,000 hits for a flower tattoo.
Sure.
You got a flower?
We got flowers.
Yep, see?
You do, you have a couple different kinds of flowers.
Roses, cherry blossoms. Right?
Yeah. Flowers, I think what's good about flowers and why they get so much is just because there's such a diversity with flowers. There's so many with so many different meanings.
They have lots of color. They mean a million different things. Like, if you speak tattoo language, you understand what someone's telling you by looking at them. I mean, and it's the same as the Islander's tattoo. Right. You look at a guy's tattoos and you go like, I have a general sense of who you are and where you've been.
Right. Miles found out like the 900 meanings of just roses.
By accident.
By buying the wrong roses.
Yes, I did. I never would have known that.
Neither would I.
But I got in trouble.
I know. So stupid.
But you should have known.
These ones, my house. Know what that means.
Do you know what that means? White? You know what white means?
Friends.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
But we were friends. I mean, until that happened.
All right, now you're not.
Right, we were friendly.
I mean, we were married. We were friends. No, after that, we weren't.
Supposed to marry my best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Here. Damn it.
Good to see you, bud. Soccer in the arm. Valentine's Day, dude.
You guys got a secret handshake?
I just call her dude all the time. Oh, Jesus.
I fell into that trap.
It's just not how I talk.
Right, because I say dude all the time.
Yeah.
Or man. Mm-hmm. I'm not a man. I'm like, I know. A lot of people say the same thing about me. Can you just let it go for a second?
My wife just calls me bitch.
Oh, damn. Wow.
That's a tattoo.
My wife calls me bitch.
You roll up to the bar with that tattoo, like, I'm buying you a drink.
Without a doubt.
Right, I don't need, like, throw set. I know what this guy's going through. Yeah, right.
You understand the language now.
110,000 hits for dragon tattoos at number three.
Sure, got one. Two, actually. Dragon skeleton on the back and then dragon on the arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. More specific flower tattoo, 165,000 specifically for rose tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want the Georgia O'Keeffe roses.
The Vahina.
That's right.
I want the Beauty and the Beast one.
Okay. A
couple petals falling off.
Do you want it in the glass case?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Mike, with one follow-up question.
Why? I mean, 2 minutes ago, I was like, snake.
Right, you're snake.
This is why I don't have tattoos.
I want the Beauty and the Beast tattoo.
Why?
Big Disney guy, man.
Get Chip.
You get Dale.
And then with 201,000 average monthly Google searches, the number one tattoo. Miles Montgomery, you nailed it. It's the butterfly tattoo.
Dude, that joke is still killing for me.
Why? What joke?
Oh, I don't know. The most unique butterfly that had a tattoo of a single mama.
Damn.
Yeah.
Zap.
People love it.
It is good. A man walked into a Florida sheriff's office for a court-ordered drug test and ended up making things so much worse for himself.
Why is that?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Task and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 95-year-old William Shatner. Yes, that William Shatner. Now, like most 95-year-old men, Captain Kirk is scheduled to perform in Chicago at Riot Fest, which is a musical festival featuring Sex Pistols, Iggy Pop, Bad Religion, Patti Smith, dozens of other acts. And William will be there to debut tracks from his upcoming metal album. And yes, you did hear what I just said. William Shatner has an upcoming metal album. And only recently, thank you, Mike, I didn't realize he had a backing band, but the name of the band, it's William Shatner and the Uckers.
Hmm.
The Uckers, yes.
With an asterisk.
Yeah, they started out.
Oh, yeah. Shatner and the Uckers. Anyway, the reason we're toasting was not because he's 95 years old and is going to put out a metal album and is going to perform. It's because, like any good rock star, William Shatner got a writer where the band gets to tell you what they need at the venue to be comfortable to perform. And it's pretty clear that he gets the whole rock star thing. The writer includes demands on the city of Chicago itself, which is where he will be performing in September. So the city, this is according to his writer, they will rename a boat in his honor so that he can captain the ship again. And he must also be allowed to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Chicago baseball game. He does not care if it's the White Sox or the Cubs. He wants to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right.
For his performance, Shatner demands fire breathers, an intro video by Gwar, and a DeLorean instead of a golf cart for transport.
Jesus.
All right, so he's going to be introduced via video by Gwar. They're going to drive him around in a DeLorean instead of a golf cart backstage. He wants a dressing room, but that dressing room must be called Shatner Shag Shack.
All right.
And inside of Shatner Shag Shack, should you be lucky enough to get back there, there will be a 4-foot long pole of sausage, a Montreal Canadiens hockey sweater signed by none other than hockey great John Stamos, 8 pallets of Faygo, specifically not to be shared with the insane clown posse who are also on the bill, 1 pair of white socks, 1 pair of underwear, an assortment of adoptable puppies from a reputable nonprofit shelter, a bowl of sauerkraut that is ready to eat, and finally, a bouquet of flowers and a vase.
Hmm.
That is what William Shatner
required.
How big
was the sausage?
Four feet. 4-foot long pole of sausage. That is specifically when he performs. That is what you'll find in Shatner's Shag Shack. So anyway, 95 years old, you're doing metal, and you're still an a-hole to ask for all that. I like you, old man.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.